Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
The drugstore soda fountain is a mighty busy place these days. It's a favorite spot for a quick lunch, a soft drink, an ice cream treat, or...
A glass of Alka-Seltzer, please. I've got a headache.
You like Alka-Seltzer?
Who doesn't? You have a pain, you want relief? Alka-Seltzer. It's that simple. It tastes refreshing, too. I like its sparkle and zip. But what I really like is the way Alka-Seltzer makes me forget I ever had a headache, and in a hurry.
Yes, that's the number one reason so many thousands prefer Alka-Seltzer for pain relief. It's fast and effective. And those thousands of tiny, tangy bubbles that make Alka-Seltzer so pleasant to take actually help speed Alka-Seltzer in its work of relief. In fact, the system absorbs Alka-Seltzer fast for fast relief. Get Alka-Seltzer by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Once you try it, you'll agree. There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
If you were present yesterday when the women's club met at 79 Wistful Vista, you know all about the mess that Mrs. McGee is in today. But in case you weren't there, listen, because she's telling Dr. Gamble about it right now.
We're all trying to think up ways of raising money, Doctor, for our charity fund, you know.
Uh-huh.
And you've heard of Stephen Shaw, the author, the man who wrote that new bestseller, Women Are Wonderful?
Oh, sure. All my women patients are raving about the book.
Well, McGee read where Mr. Shaw had recently moved to Wistful Vista.
Oh?
And he suggested that I be named a committee of one to call on this man and persuade him to give a benefit lecture for the women's club.
Well, say, now, that sounds like a bright idea. Every woman in town will buy a ticket to that, so what's your problem?
The problem is Mr. Stephen Shaw. It now turns out he's not exactly sociable, and he doesn't think women are wonderful at all, like his book says. It seems he hates everybody in general, and women in particular.
Oh, fine.
In fact, that's why he bought the Scarpone place, because...
The Scarpone place? Mike Scarpone? The old gangster hideout?
That's the place. That's it. With the 10-foot wall around it and the drawbridge. I understand he keeps some Great Danes in the yard, too.
Hey, Molly, I'm home.
Oh, I'm in the living room, dearie. Where were you?
Down at the cigar store. I ran into Froggy Freeman down there and... Oh, hi, elephant boy.
Hello, stupid. He had another brainstorm yesterday.
Yep.
Got your wife in a jam with it this time. She's out on a limb like a treed raccoon.
Say... I don't know whether I like that description or not.
Just ignore our large, fat comedian, my dear. As far as it's possible to ignore a ton of blubber and an acre of loose surge. And excuse me a minute, I got a phone call to make.
Whom to?
Oh, I just thought I'd give Stephen Shaw a ring and tell him I'm going to bring you out to talk to him.
Oh, sure, just like that. McGee, I've called out there 6 times today. All that butler does is snarl at me and hang up. I don't know what you can say to him that'll help.
Oh, I'll think of something, my dear. I've got a Trigger mind.
Yeah, and I'll bet Trigger was glad to get rid of it, too.
Excuse me. I'll take the phone in the den. I don't want Fatso here making cracks while I'm talking and messing things up.
What? Now he's blaming me. I didn't start this.
Funny man. I'll show him who's got the brains for getting Molly out of things that I got her into in the first place. I'll get her in to see Shaw if that's the last thing.
This is Stephen Shaw's residence. Wadsworth speaking.
Hello?
Oh, you again. Madam, there's no use trying to disguise your voice. I've told you repeatedly that Mr. Shaw is not interested in your woman's club lecture.
Hey, jolly well hold it, Wadsworth, old bean. I say there. You seem to be a bit confused, old chap.
I beg your pardon?
This is the Worldwide Employment Service, Household Help Division. Twinkenham speaking.
Oh? Oh, sorry. We've been bothered by some agitated female all afternoon.
It's quite all right, old boy, quite. Understand you're in a bit of a jam out there. Short of domestic help. Need a cook, hey, what?
Well, the master is most anxious to secure a good cook. He is extremely particular about his domestic help, however.
And so are we here at the Worldwide Employment Service. In fact, all our domestics are imported, you know.
Really?
Quite. I have a splendid cook for you. Splendid. Charming. Her name's Mullally. Bridget Mullally. Wonderful cook. Topping, really.
You may bring her for an interview this afternoon. The master will interview her personally.
Good, good. What time shall I bring her out?
3 o'clock, Mr. Twickenham. I'll let her through the gate myself and tie up the door.
Right-ho. 3 o'clock it is. Cheerio.
Goodbye.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hey, Molly, I did it. You're all set, kiddo. I got you an appointment with Stephen Shaw himself.
What? You did?
3 o'clock, kiddo. I'll drive you out
McGee,
there.
McGee, is that true?
I'll bet you a buck. Here's my money. Put up or shut up.
It's true. Anytime he shows you the money.
Heavenly days, that's wonderful. How on earth did you do it?
Well, I was afraid you were going to ask me that one. Sit down. Sit down and promise me you won't get mad, because this is the only way, as far as I could see, that it could possibly...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, you know and I know that having fun is good for us. But how about the times when you'd like to get out for a little relaxation, and when you suggest it to your husband, he says...
Oh, honey, I just don't feel up to it. Wouldn't enjoy myself. I got a headache. I kind of ache all over.
Well, now look. You just fixed for Aunt Husband a glass of sparkling, speedy Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing. He'll soon be ready to enjoy some fun. You see, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. Starting with a liquid is wise, because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you. So try Alka-Seltzer whenever you or anyone in your family has a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness. Once you try it, you'll agree.
There's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer. Buy it by the glass at the soda fountain or by the package at the drug counter. Alka-Seltzer, the medicine that's so refreshing.
McGee, turn the car around. Let's go back home. I can't go through with this.
Oh, Molly, that's the third time you've said that. Besides, we're almost there. Now, look. You promised your club you'd get Stephen Shaw to lecture for you, didn't you?
I know, but, well, Bridget Mullally. Honestly, McGee.
Well, that's just a gimmick to get you in to see him. Once you're in there, baby, and you give him a little of that Irish brogue and that Irish charm of yours, he's a cinch.
Oh.
Come on, try the brogue again. Come on, let's hear you.
Well.
Come on, go ahead.
Well. Sure now and you're after wanting to hear about me references, are you? Well, Mr. Shaw, you've heard of the Duke of York.
That's it. That's the way. Then you pause, and anyone he hasn't heard of, those are the ones you worked for. 20 years you worked in each place. Use about 6 names.
McGee, that'd make me about 150 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, better make it 10 years at each place.
I'll make it 5 years, if you don't mind. This whole thing is a silly...
Oh, come on, hurry. It's almost 3 o'clock. Wow, look at this place. Looks like Fort Knox.
That steel gate must weigh a ton.
Yeah, I hear it's wired for electrocution, so don't touch anything. I'll pull the bell rope.
Here's a loudspeaker over here. I guess that's how we'll talk to them in the house, huh? Oh, dear, listen to those dogs.
It's okay, Tootsie, it's okay. Don't lose your nerve again.
Hello out there. State your business, please.
Hello, Wadsworth, old chap. Twinkingham here. I brought your cook, old boy. Mrs. Mullally. Bridget Mullally.
Righto. Mr. Shaw will see her immediately. I'll call in the hounds and raise the portcullis. Stand by.
Very good. Raise the gate, too. Carry on.
Only the cook may come in, Mr. Twickenham. The master requests that you wait out there.
What? Oh, dear. Sure, why can't he come in with me?
Sorry, madam. Security reasons.
Oh, dear. I don't know whether...
Go ahead. I'll wait here, Molly. Or Bridget. Good luck.
Okay. Which way do I go, sir?
Straight across the drawbridge and through the courtyard, madam. I'll meet you there. Watch the portcullis, Twickenham.
Yeah, right you are. Good show, old boy. Well, so long, Bridget.
Bye, Twickenham.
Now, Now, don't feel so badly, Molly. At least we tried. You did your best.
Well, he's a nasty, unreasonable, mean old man. That's all I gotta say.
Boy, the way you stormed out of there, even the dogs were cowering in a corner.
All that, sure. Now, and it's me references you'd be after wanting to see, is it? That didn't mean a thing. First thing the butler did was to put me to work in the kitchen, making a bowl of soup.
Soup?
Yes. Seems that our sour-faced Mr. Shaw's test for a good cook is soup.
Soup?
Yeah. Imagine me putting in 2 hours on Aunt Sarah's wonderful clam chowder recipe for that mean, unreasonable, insulting, woman-hating...
Yeah, but what happened? What happened when you gave him the chowder?
Well, as soon as the butler got through with the phony introductions, I dropped the Bridget Mullally business and told Shaw who I really was and what I wanted and... Oh, we're home, are we?
Yep.
I'm so mad I can't even see straight. He had that butler put me out.
What?
Practically threw me out. Like a criminal.
Wow, I should have poked that Shaw right in the nose. And I would have if I could have got through that steel gate and across that drawbridge and past them dogs and got that butler out of the way.
Wait till I tell the women's club what kind of a sourpuss their precious author really is. Women are wonderful. He hates women.
Yeah? Uh-oh. There's the phone. If it's anybody for me, just tell him just a minute.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Who? You what? You did? You do? You will?
Who is it?
Every day for a week? It's a deal.
Hey, what the heck's a deal?
Yes, okay, I'll start tomorrow. Right. Goodbye. McGee, it's him. He's going to do it.
Him? Who? Who? Do what?
Stephen Shaw. He's going to lecture for us after all.
What?
He said he tasted my clam chowder and he loved it.
Well, naturally he loved it.
Said he has to have more at any cost. So I made a deal.
Deal?
Yeah. He'll give the lecture for the women's club if I'll make him a pot of clam chowder every day for a week. Oh, wait till I tell the girls. Isn't this exciting?
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
That's a sound I sure hate to hear, these days in particular, because it usually means someone has a cold. I always want to go up to that person and say, this season, try Tabsin. Yes, Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin can bring prompt relief for the sniffles, sneezes, watery eyes, feverish feeling, headache, and general aches and pains. Tabsin is sold at all drugstores. Buy a package and try it for really effective relief in colds. That's T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
You'll have every woman in town buying tickets to that lecture Thursday night, Molly. And I want to say you've done a swell job on that guy Shaw.
Well, the girls were delighted when I told
them. Betcha. I'll bet that old sourpuss wouldn't have come out of his house to give a lecture for $1,000,000 in cash. And you did it all with your little old chowder.
Well, it just proves the old saying, dearie. There's more than one way to skin a clam.
Yeah, or an author. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson was the butler, and Arthur Q. Bryan plays Dr. Gamble. Well, all seems well for the Stephen Shaw Lecture, thanks to Mrs. McGee's culinary ability. This is John Wald reminding you to listen in again tomorrow for the next episode of this fascinating adventure.
This is the NBC Radio Network.